Hope Nwosu, Lost in the Eyes, in English. Reader, Hope Nwosu. Everywhere is white. Everywhere is white. Oluebube repeated, as though she was singing one of her favorite nursery rhymes. Transfixed on the wide open door, she refused to move. She must not step on those white things, she seemed to say to herself. In the same manner, she had received the sudden darkness that had enveloped her surroundings in November. She had woken up one dimly lit morning to see that it was still very dark, as though it was night. Nevertheless, she was certain it was not one of her late night awakenings. She made straight for the window and peeped through the white curtains, which revealed more darkness, to her utter dismay. Everywhere is dark. Very dark, she exclaimed, again in her usual childlike tone, with a little frowning on her young forehead. Every plea to step outside was futile. She held onto the door handle and even prevented anyone from going out, as though she shielded them from danger. She was finally carried to the waiting pram, already cold from the snow. Oluebube still could not understand what had happened to the ground. Had she not gone out the day before to the shop and everywhere seemed normal? Even as Mommy pushed the heavy stroller through the slippery snow, she could not help but stare at the unusually white stuff around her. Just when she was getting used to the fact that her favorite Vadelma and strawberry Mommy used to put into her tiny hands to chew while taking a walk had disappeared. The snow now covered everywhere, including what used to be the Vadelma bush. Whenever she passed by the now leafless flowers, she exclaimed in her usual childish, innocent tone, "No more Vadelma. It is finished. Loppo." Oluebube also noticed that it was gradually getting cold, and then colder, as she could no longer play outside without a warm jacket and gloves. In the past, she was persuaded to wear warm clothes while outside, but recently she pleaded with whoever was close by to give them to her from the hanger. She would exclaim, "Oyinato, tom tom, it's cold, very cold," in the same manner an adult had expressed it to her hearing. She had observed the changes reluctantly, unable to do anything about it. Yet, the snow covering the ground, including her favorite fruits, was unacceptable. She must not allow that to happen, she seemed to say, by refusing to step on it. Not that she had known a different weather in her few years on Earth. She had seen herself sit, walk, and speak the few words she had learned in three different languages in the same environment. Just that she does not remember any of the events taking place. But now she could see the snow. Everywhere is white, and she doesn't like that. As though it was the first snow she ever saw since her birth. How could she ever forget the very first day she stepped her feet onto the Finnish soil? Alas, she was too naive to notice anything else than her mother, who doubled as her food and heater. But how could she even think of not remembering the fateful darkened late afternoon when she almost froze to death, despite being wrapped in Mommy's bosom? Even Mommy shivered in the freezing cold, and all the clothes she wrapped her with could not save the situation. It remained for her to take off her own dress, which still carried the label "Nigerian Wax" on the sleeves. She had reserved the dress, which was hurriedly sewn by young apprentice tailor at Ogige Market for that very occasion. With sketchy information about her new environment, she was determined to make a good impression on the would-be host. Gnashing her teeth in the chilling cold, she muttered what was certain the baby didn't understand. The newborn only reacted by blinking her eyelids, which she quickly closed as snowflakes tried to make its way into her eyes. Even when she felt like crying as a result of hunger and the chilling cold, she discovered that her lips were too frozen to weep. The mountains of snow on the ground and the heavy snowflakes which descended from the cloudy blue sky just as she came out from the airport must not overwhelm her, she promised herself. She had passed the proverbial seven rivers and seven seas to arrive at her final destination, and succumbing to the unexpected weather will be an act of cowardice. Locating the guest house where they were to stay until they found an apartment of their own seemed to be a Herculean task. After being driven for more than 1 hour around the city in search of the house, the taxi man, afraid that they might not be able to foot the ever-increasing bill, screeched to a halt and went ahead to offload the luggages, which left the boot open throughout the journey, explaining that he had done more than was necessary in a bid to help by accepting to overload the car when a big van was needed. He printed the receipt and told of the total amount with an unrecognizable accent. Speechlessly, Chid searched his pockets for the exact amount to give to the driver who anxiously waited. He made to hand in the money, but stopped, took a second look at the paper notes and then to the waiting hands. The older man's face was expressionless and waited patiently for him to make up his mind. When the man finally received his pay, he zoomed off in a manner that suggested he had wasted more time than necessary on them. Chidi stared at the disappearing vehicle until it was covered by the thick winter clouds and he could see it no more. Then he went back to the spot where his wife and child stood in the open cold. Lost in the Eyes was first published in 2014 on Story Mondo.